It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. And many of you are tuned in that way, mybradio.com. And of course, on the 77 WABC app. Thank you again to New York. We're consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. And thank you for that. This show, as our listeners know, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We cover so many professions and categories, including leadership, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, marketing and advertising, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we also open with some thank yous to the various people that facilitate the great programming here on the show. Special shout out to Cirilli here, who handles the mechanics, and the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who play such an important support role. Included is Dina, Hoodie, Eliana, Miriam, Rena, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, Lexi, thank you. And to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. That's one great way of seeing the content from the show in a written format. There you go. We're also on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes. We have a robust channel. All guests that we've had on this program are there on the iTunes channel. The easiest way, and we have, of course, for many of the shows that were in person, we have videos as well. It's up on YouTube. The easiest way to access any guest is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. So often I'm stopped, and I do appreciate the feedback that I receive. But people ask, you know, I heard you had John Scully. I'd love to hear some of his wisdom. Great. Go to mybradio.com. What about the guest we had with the world-renowned customer service expert, Shep Hyken? That's available. Just go to mybradio.com. What about the interview I had with the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie? You know how much wisdom he shared? That his and all the other past guests are all available by going to mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we're going to tonight's very interesting guest. He is coming to us from the other side of the planet, literally. Mikolas Studers. Some background about our very distinguished guest. Mikolas is the CEO of Catchbox. You'll hear all about that. It's not Matchbox. It's not Matchbox cars. No, this is something really cool and innovative. You'll hear more about it. Catchbox is the world's first throwable microphone, increasing engagement in any conference or office meeting. Mikolas is an entrepreneur with a hands-on product developer with a passion for electronics. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss the ins and outs of building a startup, how to turn an idea into a successful business, and how to engage an audience at a conference. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Mikolas Studers. Mikolas, how are you today?
Hey, great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you. Well, first of all, you know, just playing geography here. So you're not in the United States. You're not. Where in the world are you?
Right. At the moment, I'm taking this interview from Riga, Latvia, which is in Europe.
Wow.
But you know, as a global company, we do have operations in Europe and then also some in United States. So our team and me, myself, we travel a lot. At the moment, I'm located where our production facility is, where our main operation is happening, which is in Europe. So, yeah, literally other side of the world.
Wow.
in Eastern Europe.
Now, before we get into Catchbox itself, perhaps you could describe your journey. You know, what was your background, and how did you rise through the ranks and you know, to where you are today?
Yeah, Great. Well, I've always been a builder, a developer, personally, and that's what I enjoy doing. And you know, it has manifested itself in this Catchbox product. You know, so early on, maybe it was kind of around the college times, I understood that this is really my passion, to build something out of electronics. I was actually studying that in different universities around Europe, actually. So I did you know, basic courses in electronics and studied that as my major. And, you know, just found myself in the circles where I had like-minded people who wanted to do similar things. And that's just pretty much like a consequence that we happened to ideate with our current team early days. We ideated about business ideas and what we could do, what we could build. And then, you know, step by step, build a product, showed it to the customers, had attraction, had demand, then needed to build a bigger and bigger operation of production and own factory and own logistics. At the moment, I'm heading the company. So
wow. So let's even spend a minute, describe for the audience, what is Catchbox?
Right. Exactly. So this is what we do. And it's basically, it's a throwable microphone for audience engagement. As simple as that. It's a cube shape, soft and squishy tool that you use to talk to your audience whenever you have basically an audience setting, whenever there's somebody who talks and somebody who listens, or then discussion in between the group. So it's a physical tool, which is primarily a throwable microphone, but then it has like some nice properties like softness, and then you can also print on the Catchbox. So meaning you can customize it to your own, you know, brand or company, which is the usually what who our customers are. So they're companies or and organizations, and they really want to, you know, promote their own their own branding.
Now, how in the world did you come up with such a creative idea like this?
All right, to put it very simple, it was a university context, and where, you know, we were last year students in college with our co-founder team. So we're three of us just throwing around ideas, nothing specific at, you know, usual stuff. And we happened also to attend the regular courses and lectures, which these days in education in the world in general, like, tend to be like kind of, they're driven more and more towards participation and information flow both ways or many ways, not only from the speaker or lecturer towards the audience or students. So more and more it happened that the group work took place, discussion. You know, we just noticed that the tools that are currently used to facilitate that are just so outdated. It was just clearly, you know, something that was not made for. So, for example, when you wanted to like ask audience a question, and then you know, wanted a quick round of Q&A going around,
right,
it just was not easy. You know, the technology is fragile; it can fall, or you know, it's just slow to pass around.
Right.
So we thought we need to do something about it.
Right. And what's fascinating about it is that it keeps, I mean, the energy level is just fantastic. It keeps everyone on their toes. This flying thing is coming through the room. Obviously, if it hits anyone, it won't hurt them. It's just a pillow. You almost can't be looking at your phone because you may get hit by this thing.
Yeah, that was kind of our initial idea, that to really use these question and answer moments as an opportunity to actually liven up the audience, not to you know, ask from the people who always ask questions, but also kind of try to involve everyone and do it in a fun way, something that is really kind of breaks the ice and gets everyone wanting to participate.
Yeah. My guest this evening is Mikolas Studers, CEO of Catchbox, this innovative and fascinating item that could definitely engage participation at your conference or at even staff meetings. We're going to continue the conversation after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saflis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area. That's where you can pick up the broadcast signal. And around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And of course, that is the resource That is the site that features all the wisdom from all the past guests that we've had over the past 3 complete years. We started the show in July of 2015. We're now in mid-2018, and that's over 150 unique shows that have aired on this great program. And all the wisdom and information is available there for free, many of them with videos as well. And if you just go to mybradio.com and you click by guest, you could actually even search by concept, by topic, and then you can access the wealth of information that exists there. Well, my guest this evening is Mykolas Studers. He's coming to us from Europe, from actually Riga, Latvia. Yes, literally halfway around the world. Mykolas, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks.
Okay, so we're talking about your product, Catchbox. It's innovative. You know, maybe you could describe, I mean, we talked about its function, but why do you feel that this is an innovative product that you have developed?
Well, I do think that it's a combination of reasons, and also a combination of properties and that we physically have put together in the product. Because we wanted to get the most out of the canvas that we were working on. Literally, the product is made out of fabric, so it had to be, because it had to be lightweight and soft as we developed it, at which point we realized that, like, hey, fabric, you can print on that. And given the target audience that started to form, the target customer segments, we understood their interest in the branding and in showing who they are. Meaning, we're selling our product to companies, and they usually are very proud about their brand colors, about their logo, and they want to kind of embrace that internally in their culture or externally if that's an event where they use our product.
Now, your main target audience, we understand conferences are a target audience. Is there anyone else that, any other groups that could benefit from your unique item, Catchbox?
Yes, there we actually have identified and really worked together with our customers to get them the best. So we really do see that our products are being used by educators, so schools, universities, by companies inside there, which I already briefly mentioned, and also in events industry. So those are the three really broad, distinguished
opportunities, areas. Market opportunities.
Yeah, areas of application, actually. So the people who actually are whose main task is to be in touch with a bigger crowd of people, be it students, be it pupils, and also inside the companies when you have all hands meetings or conferences, seminars, coaching events, or training. And then also, obviously, in the events, when there's keynote speeches, group discussions, breakout sessions, all these provide a fantastic opportunity where, as an organizer or maybe a moderator or a host, you really want to get most out of your audience, right. Get most out of their time there. And also the audience themselves really actually are looking for that. They're really going to that event physically instead of checking it out online. Right. They're going there to get that value from the other people there. And to maximize that, they really need a tool that helps them do that.
Right. Now, of course, your company is a startup. Who else is involved in the process? I guess the question is for Catchbox, but even advice for others, how important is it to listen to others and observe others in order to come up with a very unique product?
Well, I can't, evaluate this too low, too high, the ability to listen to anyone, and especially to your customers. And this listening, though, is, of course, very subtle. It's not just, directly implementing whatever you hear. It's really filtering it through your own vision and kind of understanding of technical limitations or technical opportunities or cultural limitations, opportunities, and kind of building it up to a package that's called the product that actually will bring the most value, to the customer. So definitely it's a starting point or almost a fundamental thing in building business, for sure.
Now, how did you turn Catchbox from an idea into a successful business? This is really a core question for anyone out there that has a vision, has an idea, and they want to execute and move it into a successful business. How did you do that at Catchbox?
Yeah, that's everyone's aspiration, and of course it's a great question, because if there was a single answer, then you would be giving out that answer. Yeah. Would make you a rich person. Well, so basically, I have a I can just like share a version of sure. what we did, or elements of what we did to do so. And basically it was some type of combination of perseverance and restless product and user testing. So we were very eager, and we were not afraid to actually go to and talk to our customers and show kind of halfway done prototypes to our customers and testing them in the real circumstances. So we were not afraid of product failing in the beginning and just not having the full spectrum of features that we thought the product would have in the end.
Got it.
So in practice, it meant really just like building a prototype and bringing it to an event and sitting there maybe for hours when it would be used, maybe like for like half an hour in total for the duration of the event, and just observing anything that happens technically with people using it, because all the combination of all these things gives you inputs for the next refinement and building a better prototype next time. And I can also emphasize another feature that part of that is really sometimes you could get this vision that it's really about the technology, that you can get it better and better and better, and so it works more and it's even more soft, it's even more light, it's even bigger, like wireless range, etc. That's part of it. But I think the user testing, in my opinion, includes also asking money for the stuff, that for the value that you actually give to your initial client. And that's probably also a hard part for some entrepreneurs to get to. You might think that your product is not as good as you would want, or you are maybe embarrassed to do that or anything. But it's a part of the business, what you need to do as early as possible.
My guest this evening is none other than Mikolas Studers. He's the CEO of, and the founder of Catchbox, right here on Mind Your Business. We're having a great conversation about the challenges of a startup and, of course, about his very innovative product, Catchbox. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Mikolas Studers, CEO of Catchbox. And just in case you tuned in just now, no worries. You can pick up by Tuesday morning. You'll be able to pick up the entire broadcast, the entire episode, by going to mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. Well, Mikolas, again, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Before the break, we were talking about how you turned a successful concept into a business. And you discussed some of this, the challenges of a startup. And just to stay on that for another minute or so, we know to get any startup off the ground is quite challenging. Perhaps you could share some other specific challenges that your company faced as it started to get off the ground.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. Like, there were like hardships there. And I think in our case, when we built such a thing as a throwable microphone, which kind of didn't exist before.
Right.
Then we faced, like, of course, like technical challenges of building a thing, and like material selection. Like, how do you really build a product that's lightweight, durable, and soft and throwable at the same time? And so that was kind of like pretty specific hardware challenge that we had to go through. And again, like it took like this endless testing and going through the specifications and requirements that you define and refine and so forth. Well, we also faced some financial challenges. We actually we had the dream that we really would have, of course, our own factory, you know, our own like facility where we could actually make and build the products. Whereas at the beginning, of course, you don't have anything of that, and we started renting our products out. So we built a couple of prototypes, and I actually described that like in a previous question. So in order to build up our production side of business, we first built the rental part of business. So we started renting the products in our near university where we started, through the contact there or through the industry, attended events, like went to event organizers and said, like, hey, there's a product. We went to karaoke bars to say, like, hey, we have a product that you can throw the microphone around. But right. At least in the beginning, they really didn't like the idea of throwing something around in a bar and having, like, everything go shattered.
Like, everyone, watch out.
Yeah. So that being said, like, it still might be an interesting use case, but we're not focusing on that at the moment. But one really, really interesting fun fact is that one of our founders applied for a scheduled drug test. So he was like kind of like in the sample of drug test, which is like this kind of like a final stages of new drugs being released to the market. They do like some type of, you know, testing on real people, like when they have done like years of testing already. So one of our co-founders applied for this program just to earn an extra buck, it didn't, you know, he could like sit there and work on his laptop and do things, but he was at the same time in a drug testing field. So
right.
So that's kind of like.
Now let's talk about Catchbox today. The size of the business, the team. How big is the team? I understand you're worldwide, and how many products have you sold to date?
Yeah, we do have, we've been shipping thousands of products per year. Currently, we would kind of estimate maybe around a little bit above 20,000 catch boxes flying around the world. So that's in overall from the maybe 3 years we've been in sales, actively in sales, selling the product. We have around 30 people staff in our production and logistics center in Riga, mostly there. Last year, turnover was around $3 million. And, and that's kind of like combined from like selling the goods in Europe, in the United States, Canada, and also several locations in the rest of the world.
Wow. Now, so again, people can purchase this product literally anywhere in the globe?
Yes. That's the short answer, meaning we, as a technology product, it has to go through certain certifications to be safe and to have checked for radio emissions, etc. So we do that. We have to do it, or it happens by country. So we don't have the product certified all around the world, but it's somewhere around 40 countries at the moment, so where it's available.
My guest is none other than the founder and the CEO of Catchbox, Mikolas Studers. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit alitrahealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. Let our team of attentive collection specialists recover your money for you so you can focus on growing your business. To get back your hard-earned money, call 917-400-3253. 917-400-3253 or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's GINIDebtCollection.com.
Hi, Shep Hagener, customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time. You show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident. It's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is the CEO, founder and CEO of Catchbox, Mikolas Studers. By the way, to find out more information about this very innovative item and to order it, actually, visit catchbox.com, catchbox.com. Really cool. We have 2 samples here in the building, and we played with it. And it's really, really cool. There's no question that besides the, the creative technology, etc., but at the end of the day, the benefit is that you're meeting your, if you're having a small get-together or if you go larger, a conference, this item will definitely not only break the ice in terms of a conversation or engagement, but the engagement factor shoots up through the roof. Because suddenly everyone's like, okay, am I going to catch that next? And also to make sure you don't get hit by the thing, even though it won't hurt. It's just it's a pillow-like square box. It's around 9 inches square, or maybe a foot square, and it works. It's a real active mic, and it's wireless. And again, at any type of meeting, obviously it needs to be, I imagine, Mikolas, you need to have at least 20, 30 people in the room for it to, right? Less than that, it just doesn't work, I imagine. I mean, it works, it just...
Kind of, yeah. The number of people where we estimate it starts to really make an impact. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you can find out more information by going to catchbox.com, catchbox.com. Well, here's a question for someone like yourself who, built a business from the ground up. What would you say is the most valuable lesson you could share from building a business such as Catchbox?
Oh, well, definitely. It's bring together a great team. Because even in the early days, even the founding team is a team. So you need to be aligned, especially culturally. So it's hard to define what is a great team in the beginning. Since it started by definition, you don't know what actually you're going to do in 6 months. It might be, there will be pivotal moments and all kinds of circumstances, opportunities, or any kind of things happening that kind of turn your way above. All that operational hassle is really the culture and the ability to work together and most probably work a lot together, meaning like long hours. And if that happens, if that's kind of like there, then you have trust. Then you have trust between people, and that just flies. Sometimes like it's very hard to recognize that there's. Maybe it's not even a mismatch. It's just some slight misalignment, and it can throw you back a lot as time goes on.
Got it. Now, just in terms of your experience on building a startup company, perhaps you could share some tips on. I mean, we talked about the challenges, but what would you say are your top 2-3 tips for anyone launching any type of startup company?
Oh yeah, well, definitely depends on the company, but or the product that you're building. But you should always probably stay critical in a healthy way towards perceived success, or and also to like maybe like things that don't go that well. Like they all might be kind of like a little bit misleading, so you just need to like critically assess whether somebody telling you like, yeah, this is the greatest thing ever, always gonna like, this is definitely like gonna buy 1,000 of those or like use it like forever in my life, that might be a little bit misleading, as well as some negative feedback could be, because you need to understand that like all the, you know, people that give you advice have their own background, which selectively kind of like, you know, problem solution, you know, scenarios, and they might not be completely or at all relevant or applicable to your case. But usually it's very good to listen to advice, but just stay critical of that. Some other things that I could tell is that you should stop improving your product value, like the value that you kind of provide to your customers. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean by, you know, constantly innovating. Like you shouldn't be like constantly innovating, as our kind of like once you have done the something you call innovation that you can actually, you know, sell
right
to the market. In the market, you probably don't need to constantly come up with like something ever new. you need to like keep yourself constantly listening to the maybe more subtle information from your clients that can actually like improve and tune your product to be something better. That's what you should do. So yeah, therefore like some fine balance between between some crazy disruption of your own already existing innovation to and on the other hand, like constantly improving the product, which is actually a good thing.
As our listeners know, every single week we seek out and interview C-level executives and people that have faced real challenges. And that's why, you know, we're so excited to have Mikolas Studers on the phone, actually live from Latvia, to talk about his very innovative product, Catchbox. And he's really sharing a lot of great wisdom in terms of starting a company from scratch and scaling it. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. really good habits, like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service, when you take care of other people, is not an accident. It's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, right here on 77 WABC. Many times I'm asked by people, how can I find out who your upcoming guest will be? And it's very simple. Just follow me on social media. On Facebook, it's Yitzhak Saflis. Probably any way you spell it, I'll come up. it's unique enough. On Twitter, I'm YSaflis. That's my handle. On Instagram, we post. On LinkedIn, we post. So just type in Yitzhak Saflis, and you'll then be the first to know who our upcoming guests are on next week's program and every week's program. My guest this evening is none other than the founder and CEO of Catchbox, Mikolas Studers. Catchbox is this very innovative and unique product that is used for conferences, for meetings, where it's a wireless throwable microphone, and it's again housed in this almost like a square pillow, if you will, and the technology is in there and it's wireless. So when you pass, instead of passing around a microphone throughout a room, you have this Catchbox and you just heave it into the air, and even if it hits someone, it's not gonna hurt anyone, it's just a pillow. But people see this item coming at them like, oh, you know, and of course it gets the adrenaline flowing, no question about it. And it makes sometimes even boring meetings quite engaging. And Mikolas, again, you know, congratulations on this product, and really, really exciting and innovative work. And, you know, congratulations, what could I say, you know, on creating such a
Thank you.
Such a great new, you know, product that hasn't been done before. You know, it's almost, let me ask you, I'm sure you ask this question all the time. It's like, Mikolas, why hasn't anyone thought of this in the past? I mean, you're the first person to think of this?
I would say we were the first to build the product.
Amazing.
I think that it was, we did some background check. It was, this idea was on a cover of Times in 2006, was it, or 2002. Okay. Somebody had come up with this. It wasn't our inspiration, but that was kind of like post-factum, like check. We were certainly the first ones to productize that, because it's not simple, and because it's actually like, and the reason for that is because it has to be safe. You think it's very, it is very engaging. It's you know, game-like and everything. But first and foremost, we had to make sure that it's safe to throw, because if you get this in your head and it happens to hurt you, it's not very good. And that's right. That's what we don't want to happen ever. And we just have built it so that it's up from all around. And we certainly took like a lot of sweat and hours to do so. And that's, I guess, like the, that is one of the things that I want to really like emphasize.
Right.
It has to be safe, and that takes some time to build. So
yeah, I mean, Catchbox, it is a product. It's active. It's out there. If you want to find out more information about it, visit catchbox.com. You can order it there. Now I want to turn to you, Mikolas, and ask you the question that, you know, is on many people's minds, and that is, great, you took an innovative idea as a startup, and it's now a successful company. We've talked to, you know, many different angles about that road and what it's like. I guess my question now is from the other side. What are some of the biggest mistakes that startup companies make as they move on in their journey?
Well, that takes like a lot of talking to the startups.
Yeah, just in a minute or two, maybe your top two, three pointers.
Right. So I think that like oftentimes I see the new kind of young and eager companies, they just kind of stop searching for the best product market fit. And that's, and again, like maybe like kind of like combined to like my answer to the previous question, you should always keep like searching for that better and better fit. And you might run out of ideas because kind of like you only start searching maybe like a technical domain. But if that happens, then you probably need to just change the domain. Maybe it's cultural. Maybe it's, what else could there be? Like some other, you know, like you change an industry, or you change an application, or you change for the same technology, right? Or you change just the way you sell it. So other pieces of the puzzle, other parts of the business model, not only the, let's say, a technology, which usually the startup founders are very good at, you know, like they're usually these engineers in the garage
right.
who come up with something that's never been done before, you know, because they can, because they put the pieces of code together nobody else could or imagine to. Keeping the search of the product market fit is where it usually fails.
Got it. Now, what are some of the future plans for Catchbox? If I'm allowed to ask, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but just I'm curious.
Right. Yeah. Well, we definitely want to become more. We want to get this product in as many people's hands as possible who actually care for that, because we feel that most of the events in the world, in fact, all of them, could benefit from technology that increases the most valuable thing that's being spent, the people's time, and that increases the value of that. So we really want to expand the brand, and we do that with our future products that kind of answer the needs of more and more like different customer groups, technically, right. In this case, right, you know, some technical improvements.
Now, I heard you have this new product, the Plus. Can you tell us about it?
Correct, yeah. So the Catchbox Plus is the newest from our suite. It's basically, from outside, the same, the cube shaped wireless microphone. What changes inside is it's almost like a logical continuation of our product. So it will have all the radio technology. So you can have, you have the transmitter that transmits the audio signal from the box to the receiver, which comes in the package. Also, it's part of the product. So you get the full system of wireless microphone. We have the improved range of the radio communication, all the features that we have in the product. Plus, we have also an additional item that you can purchase, which is the wireless charger, which will charge the batteries of the wireless microphone product inside. So you never get the batteries drained. You never will need to check whether they're like charged or not. If you leave it on, the charger will be always on. You pick it up from the charger in your hands and start speaking into it, start engaging your audience. So that's what's cooking, and product is just starting to flow out, and we have been in a pre-order phase for some time, just to tell the world that the product's been there, and now we're in the first days or month to start shipping the product out to the customers. So go check it out from our website, thecatchbox.com.
Fascinating. Well, Mikolas, as we approach the close of tonight's show, perhaps you could share any final takeaways for the listeners of Mind Your Business.
We are hard of business, so we're always happy to see other people doing harder ideas. So for you guys out there, like, perseverance is your friend. Just to get over the long and much longer lead times of the product development cycle that the hardware entails. So just keep doing it.
Mikolas, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Wow, what a great perspective to hear from someone who built an innovative idea into a company and is seeing it through. Again, to find out more information about this product, catchbox.com, catchbox.com. Well, that brings another great edition of Mind Your Business to a close. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.